In this talk, I just wanted to let you know about how the OSM project has been developed in Spain, because I think that it's been quite interesting. This all started with this project called Wikimap Madrid that, as you may already see, is just a mashup with big blobs as push pins. So I got involved in this project, and it didn't really work because of funding, because of delays and other stuff. But in the process, I got myself a GPS, I got myself a bunch of GPS traces, and next thing I do was to upload them. One night in December that I was really bored, and that has been the worst mistake in my life. Because the next thing I knew is that it was 4 in the morning, and I was mapping 100 kilometers of motorway, just a few more nodes before I go to sleep. So yeah, that tracing that motorway called attention of some other OSMs, and then on January the Spanish mailing list got created with Francisco Santos, that is famous for the Validator plugin, and I think that was the point that really the OSM Spain project started, I think. Okay, so we had a mailing list, we had a couple of OSMers down there. Next thing we should do is putting together a mapping party. But why, instead of a mapping party, why don't we set us a workshop, get a little more publicity and all that stuff? So I got the support of the guys at the Media Lab Madrid, who were interested in that kind of art projects, and yeah. So I called a workshop, didn't get much maps, but did get some publicity. Yeah, that's the whole GPS traces from the mapping party. Not a lot for a city, but we get quite a lot of coverage from the press, including two stations, two radio interviews, newspapers, and a bunch of very good, nice, and good contacts, including the IGN, who I'll explain a little later. May I go to the video now? You may already have noticed that there were three people appearing in that TV clip. Shall we? Yeah. One was obviously Steve, one was me, and the other guy that you boot is the Deputy Director for Geography and Information Applications of the Detroit City of the Nation in the Fields. This is transport, right? Yeah. Next slide, yeah. In other words, the IGN. The IGN, it's the Instituto Geográfico Nacional, that means National Geographic Institute, and it's kind of the ordnance server here in UK, but from Spain. And they make all these kind of lovely maps. Fact is, while setting the OSM workshop in Spain, we didn't have to contact them. They came to us, incredibly. And in the talks we had there, they talked pretty good things about us, and pretty nasty things about all us too. So yeah, one thing that they said this thing: we want geodata to be useful. And for one reason, they are being eaten up by Google Maps and by Google Earth, because they have 50 years of history doing maps and selling maps. And all of a sudden, in this 21st century, with all this web thing, they are getting behind everyone. Other thing they said was this, and this should be in the books. Ordnance Survey is very, very close. And really, they said this thing. And in most European meetings that the IGN has been, the Ordnance Survey has quite a fame of being restrictive, closed, expensive, and all kinds of nasty stuff. And yeah, they want to be a little more kind of that. Yeah. Another thing they said about data that is already on the web is that their services, like WMS, can be used freely for viewing and for generating David data. That means that if this is right, I have my doubts, we can trace over WMS layers provided by the IGN. And this would be wonderful, because they have pretty nice data. These are screenshots I got something about 2 hours ago of the WMS. These are scanned from real maps, and these others are rendered
for, yeah, they are rendered for actual data. This, as you may see, they are clear colors. There's no, yeah, there are no problems with paper and all that stuff, and they are pretty detailed. This one over here is the Barajas Airport. If you ever fly to Madrid, you will end up here. You may even see the fingers here, right? And all the shapes of all the windows. And this is available as a WMS. And you may know that WMS can have some metadata about the service. And if you look at it and see the price and the access restrictions, they say, hey, this is free. And this has free access, but it massive download of cartography is forbidden. Just so you know, please don't melt our servers. Yeah. And another one service has this thing too. It's free, but you cannot implement an added value service over this WMS data without telling us, and maybe paying us some money. But the perspective is this: they are giving away data. Maybe it's not totally free. Maybe it's not Creative Commons. Maybe it's not public domain. But it's there, and yeah, we can use it one way or the other. Problem is, we don't even know what our license is really, and we have pretty flame wars about that. I'm sorry. And imagine someone like a government that has a lot of bureaucracy. It's almost impossible to add all those people together and saying, hey, I have to get an open data policy of some kind and say this is free under this and these conditions. It's just impossible with all these players in the field. All right? That's the real problem with using WMS data right now. We as a Spanish OSM don't want to risk getting sued by just any one of the people here. All right? So one thing I did was ask them for data, because besides the WMS services, they got some data for available for download, and I asked them, hey, can I import this data into OSM? And this is the verbatim response I got in an email. There's no restriction about getting the geodetic vertices into OSM, just attribute them. So what do? Get them. And this is so freakishly beautiful. I just hacked a script in 10 or 15 minutes to import some GML, get a JOS file, and this is the result. A geodetic vertice, or a geodetic network, is the thing that Steve Shilton talked yesterday, this triangulation pillars. It's just our name. I just got some custom tags because Steve always says that action speaks more than words, and I won't get into any flame wars about geodesy network tag. So yeah, that's what it looks. I will ask for some suggestions on that. But yeah, we have this 11,000 points official date. That's my real point. It's official. It comes from the government direct to OSM, and we got permission. That's wonderful, really. And we can start mocking on our survey. The only reason, because it's not yet in the OSM database, it's because AD50 datum, and we are using WGS84, and there are pretty nasty conversions on that. So I'll have to work on my way now. Next steps: main transportation network, roads, railways, whatever. Roads, rivers, and that does. I already have the script hacked up. It's failing in a few places, but basically that's the road and railway and railway and ferry network of Spain, ready for importing, and yeah, after some cleaning and all the stuff. And after I got permission, everything seems to be okay with the geodetic network. All right. Some of the things besides the IGN that we got from that workshop held a few months ago was these three things. One of them was the UPN, the University of one of the universities of Madrid. I gave a small talk at a doctorate course. We shall get a great deal with some larger company, very very like the e-courier deal. Just to get some GPS traces of people checking out power electricity counters all over the place. And Bolivia is was pretty funny because they don't have any national mapping agency, and this weird thing called democracy. In all of a sudden, you have to know how many people are in your country and where do they live. And hey, you need maths for that. It's amazing. So yeah, they they are. It's not official, it's not a solid deal, but we might get something over there, all right? Because really, they don't have maps. Only the military there has maps, all right? More future development, we're going to go, is cadastral data, sorry for typo. Cartus Hill project is routing data for street names and street places. The Pinoa imaging, do you know what this is? This is 10 centimeters and this is 1 pixel. It's amazing. They are going to fly over Spain once every 2 years. Well, to cover everything with free auto imaginary. And that project is another city mapping and street names project. Yeah, let's go. Before I finish this quick talk, I just want to thank the Media Lab. I want to thank Francisco. I want to thank Vector Blanco for hardware, and I want to thank people from the IGN. And everyone else from Spain that could make it here. I want to finish with this thought, that is that OSM can put a real lot of pressure to into our national mapping agencies, so the free data. I think the future of this will be not a bunch of amateurs going in a bike and gathering data, but the real topographers freeing data and giving it away for free, because if they don't, that data won't be used at all, right? So, I have some questions, have a couple of minutes, I think. Thank you. Thank you.
There is some question about the license again.
Yeah.
I'm quite concerned that we got different data coming into OpenStreetMap from the Netherlands, from Spain, all under a different license, for example. Are they aware that we may change their data?
One of the reasons why I am importing the geodetic network data is that it doesn't change. We aren't going to build a new triangulation pillar anywhere because they aren't used anymore. It's pretty static data. It's more like a test to see how it can develop. If it was right, we can import more data. And when everything is imported into OSM, I just will tell him, hey, grab this RSS feed and get the news of what we're changing. So you can, yeah. The thing is, they want the IGN looks as OSM first, like a hobby project, because yeah, GPS is inaccurate and you don't know how to do your work, that kind of stuff that we always get from topographers, I think, yeah. But at the same time, they see us as a bunch of people that will check for errors in the cartography. So yeah, they are interested in knowing what will be changing. But first, we'll have to import data, talk more with them, see how many data can we get.
Okay. Just to clarify, I understand that the Netherlands data is coming under a Creative Commons.
Yes.
Fine, okay. So, but we don't have Creative Commons.
No, because the IGN does not know anything about Creative Commons. Have you seen that bunch of boxes and lines?
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Because I heard someone say that the Netherlands was coming in on a different license or something, and I think it's coming in on the same one.
Well, it was attribution, but attribution share alike, whatever our crazy license is subclassing that. So you can take attribution data and add extras on top. Which is effectively what we're doing. Any more questions? No? Well, thank you.
Thank you.